Welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. We get inspired sometimes at Indiana Weekend. It's a privilege to meet some of the people making a difference in their communities. Take, for instance, the program Sky Riders, which allows people with special needs to ride and compete with horses. Sky Riders meets at Bear Creek Farms in Bryant in Jay County on the second Saturday of each month. The team competes at the state level in Special Olympics. We visited one of their practices. About 10 people are on the team. With the volunteers and horses, it's a busy place. We talked with Charlene Wilder, their leader. As you'll hear, she has a very special, personal connection to the horses herself.
You know, the best way I can describe it, we had a young boy that came and didn't communicate well. And to keep his hands from flailing, they'd give him a string to play with. We put him on Missy. And he started out with his hands in the air and flailing. By the time he was done, his hands was down on the saddle and he was rocking with the horse. I'd say that's a benefit because he was connecting to the animal. And he went from Hintner to start with to Petner. So there's a connection there that I don't know how to describe it. I call that a benefit. If you just call that a connection to the animals, to me that's a benefit. It's just to see them grow in that sense. Little Christy out here gets excited, but she came for 3 years. This is about the fourth year, and now she's riding. She likes riding now. So, yeah, it gets them involved or something. It just changes a kid's life. So I call that a benefit.
You have to take care of an animal. That teaches responsibility, I would think.
Okay, let's take this one right here, for example, Strike, the little Appaloosa. This has been Jen's from the first day that she started coming. And ornery as all get out. We even put a leather patch hanging on his halter because he would want to grab the straps or grab her clothes or anything because he was that ornery. And she's put up with him. But we've seen her go through where he'd even reach out and grab the blanket when she's ready to put the blanket on him. Him and her to have a tug of war with the blanket. And they connect now. She gets on and she rides him. And scolds him and just, it's like, that's my horse. He acts like I do. So, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but when you see him go from those segments and watch them grow together, and that's who she always rides. She didn't want to ride another one. That's her horse. Strike is hers. And he knows that. He has settled and rode into a nice young horse for it. And actually, this is the oldest horse. The others, none of them are over 9 years old. All the rest of them are 7, and the big draft mare is 6. So this one right here, Missy, is the oldest at 24. And she's the one that set my mind to help other people because she's helped me so much. You gain that confidence back in riding after you've been hurt severely, and then you gain that back when you're on a horse.
Tell us what happened to you.
Yeah. Oh, my. In 1990, the kids were out riding in the hayfield. We'd just finished doing a hayfield. And they were out riding, and we had to take the horses into the fair the next day. And one of the horses stopped out in the middle of the field and wouldn't go any farther. And so I went out and got my daughter off, and I got on her. And she didn't want to move for me either. And I just had just shorts and tennis shoes on because, like I said, we just baled hay. But I kicked her with my heels and she kind of tightened up. So I kicked her again a little harder and she reared up and I pulled her head down to her shoulder to pull her back down. And just that quick, she sprung down on her back legs and then went up in the air and flipped completely upside down and landed on me. And I was already fastened in. I'd taken my feet out of the stirrups and was clamped in for the ride. I thought she would lunge forward and she didn't. She came right over backwards, and now I laid there on the ground, and I knew something was wrong. I'd been an EMT before, so I knew that something wasn't working right. And so from that point on, it's changed my life, because that day...
What happened to you?
It broke my back in two places. And between those two places, it dislocated it and then chipped some pieces off of other bones when it dislocated it. So my spinal cord was in like an S shape between those bones. And then it just pinched it severely.
And so how did horses then play a role in?
Well, I had older horses. I had an older Appaloosa mare that when I got out of the hospital, which was, I was in there from July 29th till I think it was October the 8th of 1990. And you have to learn to move, to crawl, to walk again. And my first prognosis was paraplegic. So God has brought me a long way. But then I got on the old Appaloosa mare and I felt uncomfortable because that was the older mare then that my kids rode. So a year later we found this mare here and she was just a baby. And we raised her up and when she was three we started breaking her out and I couldn't break them anymore. So we took her to another gentleman and he broke her out and rode her around and said, "This horse will never blow up on you." And that horse has been my ride and I guess the inspiration to work with other kids and to get that confidence back because she has just been there for me. We go trail riding and she fell one time and her nose even plowed into the mud. We was coming up out of the riverbank and she fell and plowed her nose in the mud and I'm like, "Oh, Missy." And she gets back up and shakes everything off and then goes on. Well, in all that fright and the jerking of the fall, my muscles and my legs start spasming. So I'm like doing this shaking number while I'm on her back. And she stands there till I'm done shaking. And then we go on with the trail. So it's just, they build confidence, not just in me, but in other kids. Barney, being blind, he loves that horse and he trusts her. And only once has she moved sideways and him fell backwards. I said, "Barney, you wasn't touching her right. You're supposed to touch her side while you're brushing her so you know when she moves so you can back up." And he landed on his bottom.
And the horses, do you think, helped your recovery?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
I guess it's the want to. Because you get past that first time you get back on and being a little bit leery when they jump at deer in the woods. That was my first one, jump sideways. Then the muscle spasms in my legs again. But jumping sideways from a deer or anything, you get past that point of getting the fear away again. So yeah, working with them has taken that fear out. It's helped me. Now I probably don't have enough fear because my kids and Steve shoving me out of the way so I won't get hurt. I don't know. It's a joy. And I get to help them feel that same kind of love. And they do. They cut Jen and Strike, she loves him. It's just, and Barney and Missy, you know, they get to feel that kind of love for an animal. And that's not something that happens every day. A lot of people just don't appreciate animals or their horses or even their dogs or cats, and we have enough of everything in our house.
This has got to tug at your heart a little bit when you work with these folks. Tell me about that.
You get to grow with these people. Like Christy, she's been doing this for 10 years now. She's got gray hair starting. You know, they grow with you. You learn to love them. They become a family to you. And yeah, I pulled my kids in on it. So they have to do it when I'm gone, I guess. But you learn to love every one of them, and they have too. It's just, and the little girl that was with Strike a little bit ago in the purple, that's my granddaughter. So we kind of take it down line, I guess you call it. But they enjoy it too. It's a life.
Charlene Wilder, who runs the Sky Riders Equestrian Program for people with special needs. They compete at the state level in Special Olympics. She does this with her husband Steve, her son Aaron Huey, and his wife Denise, along with other volunteers. It's a beautiful.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
We visited with the folks from Sky Riders, the Special Olympics equestrian team that meets at Bear Creek Farms in Jay County. We talked with two of the team members, Jenny Main and David Coons.
Yep, I think it is fun when somebody needs to ride very good. And then I think maybe when someone rides very good, you have to listen to the judge. And when the judge tells you a lesson, you're supposed to put your feet together. And then he tells us, what do you think you're doing? And then he tells a lesson to see how you're doing by yourself.
You must like horses.
Yeah.
Tell me all about that.
When horses say nay, and then they'll do like this with their tongue.
Yeah. Is it scary to ride the horse?
No, I think it's fun. It's fun to ride when you're not scared, because you have to hang on tight. Because when you don't hang on tight, you'll fall down and hurt yourself.
You've learned a lot about horses.
Yeah, right.
It looks like you're having a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm having a lot of fun this year. The best part is when we go to state, we set up our tents, and then somebody does some picnic tables, and then we have our picnic together with our people, and then when we have a picnic together, we set the horses in the barn, and then we let the tractors to take the horses out of the trailer and put them in the barn, and then after when it's done, we try to take them a bath.
David, thank you for talking to me.
Yeah.
You're very brave to ride these big horses.
Yeah.
But you're not scared at all.
No, I'm not.
Also on the team is Jenny Main.
I just enjoy it very much. I like riding and directing the horses and taking the horse around on your own, having that control that the horse lets you go. Striker, my horse, he's a little bit ornery, but I love it because he gives me full spit and vinegar back. And then when I get to ride him, I get to ride him by myself. Sometimes they will guide him, but lots of times they let me guide him by myself, and that gives me joy because he is so full of spit and vinegar. He don't like to behave for anybody else but me. He looks for me, and I look for him, so we make a good match together, and it just makes it good for both of us because it's entertaining for both of us. He keeps me going, and I calm him down because that's the way it is. I love it. I love it. I've always loved horses and loved riding them, and hadn't got to ride any till I started in with these. And right from the start, they put me with Striker, and ever since they've been keeping me with him. And that makes it good because I got that one-to-one with him.
I bet you've learned a lot doing this.
Oh, yes, I have. I've learned very much. I've patience, which I'm not very good at, and understanding, and like the love of the horse, I get to experience that more firsthand, and the joy of riding the horse and the fullness and all that good stuff, and being kind to people, which I have no problems with. But the group camaraderie that we have as a team, all of us together, I love that too, because like she said, we stay in tents at nighttime, so we get to all around, we don't have a campfire, but all around the table and talk and have a good evening and sleep in the tents and get up in the morning and go show them for, and everybody's there rooting for you and showing their love of the animals and kindness to you and everything. And it's wonderful.
What are these horses like?
Oh, the horses are very kind, very gentle, very understanding because they've been rode so many years. So they're used to this, but it's still an experience for them too. They've got to learn how to be around people again. And some of the horses are a little bit more active than other horses, and you got to teach them what you want them to do right, or they weren't going to do it. And that's what we practice once a month. We come out here and we practice at Bear Creek Farms to teach the horses what we need to do, because they don't know what to do. And it's a practice for us too, because we know what to do from the following year, but it's a reminder, okay, now wait a minute, we got to do this right, we got to do that right. And the love of the horses, that's what keeps me coming back every year, to know that I get forward to riding the horses again and being with Striker. That's my horse, that's his name. I look forward to it. I count it on my calendar, the months when we have, I circle it so I know, okay, I get to go horseback riding next Saturday, and then following month. I get to go again this Saturday. So I always keep track of it that way. And I always, no plans that day, people. I'm going horseback riding. So that's what keeps me going, to know that I get to come back year after year, and I'll keep coming back year after year. As long as they ride the horses, I'll come back.
That is Jenny Main, and before her, David Coons, two of the members of Sky Riders, the equestrian team for special needs folks. Coming up, the volunteers talk about what it's like to do this work.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
We were with the Sky Riders Special Olympics equestrian team. Charlene Wilder and her husband Steve lead a group of volunteers, including their son and daughter-in-law. The team members don't just ride their horses. An important event is halter class, in which the judges look over each horse and its exhibitor or rider. As the judge walks around the horse, the student has to remember where to stand and has to know all the parts of the horse, from the fetlock to the withers. We talked with Steve Wilder during a break as he worked with the team.
What we're going right now and stuff, they're going to line up by the first bucket there where Charlene's at. Then they're going to walk down to the green bucket behind you, John. Then they're going to walk towards me and stop, set the horse up. Now I'm going to go around the horse, and they're going to follow me around and stuff, and they're going to change positions at the front of the horse. That's how they judge the halter and stuff, on their, how they perform, watching the judge go around the horse. It's a lot of practice, and a lot of practice stuff each time we come down here to practice at Bear Creek Farms, is they got to remember what they got to do. It takes a little bit of time and stuff. This is the halter class. They're judging the horses and stuff and the exhibitor on how they perform, and watching the judge go around the horse and stuff while the judge is judging the horse. They're watching the judge to make to be in the right position of that horse, keep him getting run over or hurt or anything like that there.
In the world of horsemanship, is this? Is this a basic function?
This is a basic function, yes, it is. In Special Olympics or even out there in the professional world, they do the same thing too. This is what they do in Special Olympics, the same as what they do on the out in the circuit stuff. So it's no different there as it is here.
As we were talking, one of the team members, Barney, came up for his turn in the halter class. Steve worked with him, reassuring Barney, who is blind.
Okay, Barney.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, Barney, right. Whoa.
Whoa.
Right there.
Whoa.
Now set your horse up, Barney.
Okay, Grandma.
Back her up a little bit.
Come on.
Okay, Barney.
Bye.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. Here comes the judge, Barney.
Go. That way, then
I'm by her shoulders, Barney. By her withers. There you go. And he's got to keep his feet and stuff just like a regular showman does. His toes got to point towards the horse's feet, too. Okay. Okay, here you go, Barney. Not yet. I'm by his tail. What do you do, Barney? There you go. I'm coming around, Barney. Where's your toes at? There you go. I'm by your shoulders. And they got to go on both sides of the horse and stuff when the judge comes around. Okay. Coming around again, Barney. Not yet. I'm by your head. What do you do now? There you go. Okay, Barney. Now you got to back your horse up 3 steps.
Come on, Mickey.
Tell her to back.
Back, Mickey. One.
There's
two.
One more, Barney. Okay, Barney. You're dismissed.
You can go. I didn't mean to sit on your horse.
You're dismissed, buddy. You go.
Smile at the judge.
On that side, on that side of the coon, Denise.
I'm the good boy.
Here, come on, see back up. There you go. There you go.
We got it. We got it, Barney.
Yeah, we got it.
Barney's blind. He's been blind. He was able to see when he's first born, and after a few years, then he lost his sight. And he's been with us ever since we started the Special Olympics, the Sky Riders. And he's doing real good. He does the horse parts, rides, and halter and stuff. If we have to have a leader and stuff with him, you know, kind of tell him what he's got to do. It works out real good. He does a real good job on it.
Denise Huey is Steve's daughter-in-law and also volunteers with her husband, Aaron Huey.
It's very special. It's very special. These people are wonderful to work with. You just get a sense you're helping somebody. And if you've had a bad day or a bad week, you can come and work with them and they just uplift you because they just bring a smile to your face no matter what. You know, you interviewed David and he will sing with you when you're riding. You ask him, David, sing, and he'll start singing. And it's a wonderful experience. It's just uplifting.
There's something about horses, isn't there, that...
Horses, they just give you, when you're with them, you're relaxed. You're in your own world. It's like, they just take you away. It's your...
Wow. They have personalities.
They do have personalities. Each one of these animals has a personality. Strike's our rotten one. You have to watch him. He'll pull my hair when you're walking. Got to make sure you have your hair up. Then we have Boy back there, and he's scared of everything. You got to make sure you have your hand on him. And if you got your hand on him, he's relaxed and he's fine. They're all just in Missy, of course. She's the founder of them. And nobody ever has a problem with Missy, but you just get a sense of relaxation with them. It's, you know.
What's the reaction of the students that you've seen with these?
Oh, they're all happy. They're always smiling with them, and it just, they're just always smiling and laughing. And you can see them, they'll be a little worried at first, but then they just relax and they just take off and they just seem to enjoy it so much.
What are some of the other things that you've seen?
You watch each one of them grow every year. Every year they come back and you see they've learned something new. They grow so much. It's like they learn so much over each year. Jenny, you just spoke with, she was so excited. She won medals with all of her classes the first year and she was so proud. And you can just see them come back with that smile and they just love it. You know, so in each year they just do better and better and they remember a little more and they just try so hard. They try so hard every practice.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight fever.
Denise Huey, one of the volunteers with the group Sky Riders, a Special Olympics equestrian team that was in state competition this month. They meet at Bear Creek Farms in Bryant on the second Saturday of each month. If you'd like to get in contact with them, drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.